This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Time to talk about your health and well-being. This is another episode of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, here in this hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who lives and breathes and eats his work down in Central Florida. His clinic is called Lake Cardiology. He's there morning, noon, and night. And one of the things that he does when he's not working with patients, he goes through all the medical journals to find out what new information there is based on scientific efforts, based on, evidence-based thinking. Sometimes even that is a little awry, but I'll call you on it, Ken.
I'm calling you on it also these days.
I know.
It's very distressful to me when you can't believe the evidence.
But you know what? You and I have known each other for a long time, each other. We are great friends, and we are both naive. You are one of the most naive human beings that I have ever met in my life, and people will tell you the same thing about me. Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio right now, will be happy to tell you how naive we are when it comes to how the quote-unquote real world works. So you and I decide individually or collectively that we don't like that world, and we live in another world, another reality, if you will, that deals with these things front and center, head on. The fact that medicine now has become as political as pretty much everything else. And there's no better example of it than the thing that we started talking about months ago, was a basic combination of Z-Pak and
hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, that. So let's get to some of the things that you're finding here as we go to what was the FDA this week, pulled the emergency approval. So they're on one hand, they say, yeah, this is fine. So is it politics? Is it that simple, the reason for them pulling their approval?
Well,
hydroxychloroquine, what's this there?
I would like to... Let's talk about the facts, and I'd like to hear any other possible explanation, because this is all very distressing.
Because the facts fly in the face of this crap, right?
Of anything other than politics. That's the distressing part. Well, let's give out some of the facts. You got interested in this early on. As most who listen to us know, you called me and let me know about taking azithromycin, an antibiotic for this new virus, and it really puzzled me. How could that be? And also hydroxychloroquine. And you had seen the first 26 patients reported by Dr. Didier Real Group. This is at the Marseille, France Medical School. He is the seventh most cited infectious disease doctor in the world, which is quite an important feat. This means that he is has quite a big an impact in the world of infectious disease. He has 200 fellow medical scientists who work under him. So this is quite an effort at the medical school there. And up until his love of hydroxychloroquine for the new virus, he was in everybody's outstanding category. Well, he has, with his group, been treating aggressively with hydroxychloroquine 3 times a day for 10 days with a 5-day Z-Pak immediately after getting the diagnosis. And the key is he treats early, he treats aggressively, and he, in real time, has a website. You can see the results of their group in this study, and they have, to this morning, 3,320 patients. They have 18 deaths. This works out to a survival of 99.5%. Now, a number of countries around the world have adopted this plan of early aggressive treatment for anyone diagnosed. And countries like Australia, Brazil, Turkey, several of the African countries, and they're reporting in these countries that follow Dr. Didier Rael's approach, much better, more significant survival than we are here in America. Go back a little bit more. Interestingly, President Trump saw the same data that Doug saw. And President Trump got all excited about this and thought that this might be a possible solution to this horrible, deadly virus. Everything changed after that. And the group who won't let President Trump ever have any success grouped together to make sure...
Groupthink.
Groupthink got together to make sure whatever they could do, they would destroy hydroxychloroquine in America. To the point where they even published in what is considered the world's most prestigious medical journal, Lancet in Britain and the New England Journal of Medicine in America. They published two articles with fake patients. It was a fraud. It was only discovered.
So what, you got to wonder, Ken, if you go back through the respectability, what else has the Lancet done along these lines over the years?
Well, that's a good question. Yes, exactly. It's so defeating to all of us who this is so horrible in so many different ways when you can't trust the peer review system in what is considered the most reputable medical journals in the world. And these two articles in these two journals got through the peer review system with fake patients. It was made up. The data was made up to make it look like hydroxychloroquine was horrible in the safety area, not effective in both journals. And then this touched off all of the people who wanted to get rid of this. The World Health Organization stopped their studies. In America, they stopped their studies. And it only took a group of moral, reputable scientists looking at the data in the New England Journal of Medicine and the Lancet, realizing that this didn't make any sense, demanding they show the patient, the actual patient data. And you know what? They couldn't show the actual patient data. These two articles had to be retracted.
Fakers.
And you would think that there'd be some repercussions. You know, maybe the editors would resign. Maybe something would happen, but absolutely not. What happened was, so you would think that we'd relook at this with an open mind because of Dr. Rayl's amazing data, the other countries who were following him getting amazing results. So you would think people would, okay, you know, maybe we haven't been fair with hydroxychloroquine. Maybe this would be an opportunity to help the world, the health of the world, especially in America. So what happens? A few days ago, the FDA withdrew this past Monday its emergency use authorization for chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine, and this means the FDA no longer approves this medication.
But is that too late? The people aren't going to pay any attention to it. They're using it anyway.
Well,
right?
What happened was an assistant secretary wrote to their main scientist and went through the bureaucracy of why it doesn't meet the criteria anymore. And this scientist wrote back, yes, you have pointed this out, and it got taken off. So what actually happened was the Trump administration actually got about 19 million doses of hydroxychloroquine from countries throughout the world, most of it donated to help and set up treatment as per Dr. Rayl's group in Marseille. And now, because this emergency decree has been removed by the FDA, we're stuck with these 19 million doses. They can't be distributed to hospitals. They can't be distributed for research science. You know, it's interesting. I'm going to read something to you. This is from Peter Navarro, Trump's trade advisor, who got all these doses. And this is just his opinion. This is a deep state blindsided by bureaucrats who hate the administration they work for more than they're concerned about saving American lives. And
surprises you? Come on.
It surprises me.
Back to Ken being naive. Yeah.
Well, I thought that the priority was the health of Americans. Was more important than other things. Doctors can still prescribe hydroxychloroquine, but I think they will be less likely till more data is published.
Yeah. And all right, Dr. Ken, pretty much the whole deal here this week is back to the China virus. We'll continue with our conversation. You're listening to Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a way for you to achieve health. As you're listening to this program, it's over Father's Day weekend. If you haven't found just the right thing for your dad for Father's Day, I'm going to suggest something that you can get delivered quickly, even if it's a little late. Tell Dad you're getting him one of these fabulous sets of sheets from MyPillow, the Giza cotton sheets, luxurious, elegant, like you wouldn't believe, just what Dad deserves. And the best thing about this is when you go to MyPillow.com and go to the Radio Listener Specials page, you can get a set of these sheets for your dad and a set of the sheets for you. Doesn't cost you anything for the second set. It's the BOGO sale. Buy one, get one free. They are made in America, so it's going to cost you $60 with the promo code, the DJV promo code, and then you get another one for this. Pretty. Look at the sheets and what they cost in the regular department stores of Bed Bath & Beyond, wherever. They're crazy expensive, and they're not that good. These are not crazy expensive, and they are super. So get a set for your dad. Maybe your mom's going to benefit as well. Hopefully they're both still together. Get the deal. MyPillow.com, the Giza Elegant Sheets. I was going to give you a number which doesn't exist. Radio listener special page at MyPillow.com. Make sure on checkout you use the code DJV for this Made in America product.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. On average, women in their 50s and 60s gain a pound and a half per year, a reality that poses many health risks.
All of us are predisposed to weight gain as we age, and that has to do with hormonal changes and that impact our muscle mass and how we use up the energy. But women in particular are exposed to these unique influences as they're going through menopause.
Dr. Ekta Kapoor led a recent study that looked at this exact problem. She says that the harsh reality is that women entering midlife need to work extra hard to avoid abdominal obesity.
So women who enter menopause exercising more are more likely to maintain their weight as they go through menopause. There are other ancillary support measures, including medications and such, but really the core ingredient is positive lifestyle changes.
And those changes that can help keep you from packing on the pounds can also help prevent things like heart disease, high blood pressure, and diabetes. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen, Good Day Health. 40 to 45% who get the coronavirus now are asymptomatic. Is that new?
Annals of Internal Medicine this week, 40 to 45% of people who contract the virus most likely remain symptom-free. These cases may contribute to silent spread of the virus, Doug, but it's really not clear yet how significant this is. Just another good reason to wear a face mask for the time being. Moreover, even asymptomatic people may experience long-term respiratory issues. Looking at CT scan results for a cohort of 76 asymptomatic individuals who were present on the Diamond Princess cruise ship, 54% of these individuals presented subclinical lung abnormalities on their CT scan. It is not yet clear if such lung abnormalities cause poorer respiratory health.
And in light of that, a guy got thrown off of American Airlines flight in L.A. yesterday because he wouldn't put his mask on. So you can see that the airlines, and so most of the public entities, the restaurants, wherever you're in public, it's just smart, and actually it's polite. I don't wear it in my truck, and I don't wear it on the farm when I'm on the tractor, but if I'm in public, going to a store, I always wear it, and I know you do too. It just, I think it is polite, but it's also the right, it's the right smart thing to do. What's going to happen in the future? That question to Dr. Ken as we move ahead here on Good Day Health for this week.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, practicing telemedicine. I'm actually going to do a telemedical call today with my primary care doctor. You like her, Dr. Patty Chang in Los Angeles. I was supposed to go out there, and she said, no, I don't want you to fly now. We'll do most of it on the telemedical, whatever the Zoom thing is, or WebEx, whatever they use. This is my explaining to you how, this is a first for me. Ken's been doing it since this all started. It's one of the draws for his service because you can get to him more easily by just making an appointment for a telemedicine check-in, a video, if you will, on Skype or whatever. So call 352-735-1400 to connect with Dr. Ken's office, his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Mount Dora, Florida. Spend an hour with Ken on the camera, on the screen. 352-735-1400. Tell him what your problem is. He'll do the research. He's really very knowledgeable. He's got it at the tip of his fingers. Anything has to do with medicine, even though he's a cardiological specialist. 352-735-1400, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So I see a prediction that the virus, the death toll because of the virus by the end of the year, or maybe even by fall, could be twice what it is now. What do you think of those stats?
Well, what model has been effectively predicting this?
Well, this is from the Institute for Health Metrics.
Yes, but they all these models have not been very accurate if you go back and look at what they predicted.
So why are we giving them any credibility is the question.
I didn't bring it up.
No. That's another thing I love about you. Your subtlety is wonderful. I was going to ask you if you canceled your subscription to Lancet. Did you cancel? I think you should cancel your subscription.
My stomach I lose my stomach lining when I open both journals these days.
Right. Okay. Steroids reduce the death risk for the Chinese virus. How does that work?
This is some good news. It's not a great breakthrough, but it's a moderate breakthrough. And this was reported this week. Dexamethasone. It's a steroid that was approved in America in the late 1950s. Dexamethasone, it's used to treat a variety of conditions, Doug, ranging from allergies to autoimmune disorders. So again, it's a steroid. Treatment with low-dose dexamethasone, this is the news, reduces the risk for death among COVID-19 patients who are on ventilator support by more than 30%, while those needing oxygen given dexamethasone are less than 20% less likely to die. So this drug is for people who are in the intensive care unit, who are either on oxygen or on the ventilator. If you're on the ventilator, 30% less death. If you haven't gotten on the ventilator yet, you're just on some oxygen, 20% less death. So this is a good breakthrough. And it's not intended for early use, but for those who are in severe condition. The reason why many expire in the severe form is because you get this overwhelming immune response from head to toe that is very destructive. And steroids tamp down overreactive immune responses. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense that something like this would work.
It's called cytokine, right? Or cytokine, what's
right,
it called?
Right, that's the part of the immune system that goes crazy.
You're impressed that I knew that?
I am.
Huh?
The cytokine storm. Right. Yes, very good.
Okay. This is cheap, by the way. This drug's pretty cheap. I've been reading into it myself. It's cheap.
Yes.
All right, so that's not what you pay for medical advice. It's worth every penny of it when it comes to Dr. Ken or other really reliable doctors. So let's not shy away from that. But if you can find cheap drugs that'll fix the problem, more power to you.
If you have a relative in the intensive care unit, to ask the doctors about dexamethasone. Hopefully they already got it.
All right, another half hour coming up. Stay tuned to Good Day Health.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at Sunny-Bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's been a dramatic increase in outbreaks of COVID-19. The World Health Organization gave an update.
The pandemic is accelerating. More than 150,000 new cases of COVID-19 were reported to WHO yesterday. The most in a single day so far.
Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says half of the newly reported cases were from the Americas. Florida is one of a number of states that are seeing big jumps in cases. Governor Ron DeSantis says young adults are showing positive.
Last week, the median age of all the positive tests in the state of Florida was 37.
The state has allowed bars, restaurants, and some theme parks to reopen. Since that time, the numbers have gone up dramatically. More than 3,800 new confirmed cases on Friday. This is USA Radio News. A top federal prosecutor whose office has been investigating President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says he's not resigning. Jeffrey Berman's comment came not long after the Trump administration abruptly said it was replacing him. The Justice Department announced the president planned to nominate the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission to Berman's post. But Jake Clayton has never been a prosecutor. Attorney General Bill Barr says he wants someone in that office that he trusts to handle sensitive cases. Three Major League Baseball clubs have closed their practice facilities after players and others tested positive or showed symptoms of the coronavirus. The Philadelphia Phillies say five players tested positive for COVID-19. The Toronto Blue Jays closed up their site in Dunedin, Florida, after a player showed symptoms. And the San Francisco Giants facility in Scottsdale, Arizona, was shut down. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Coming into the second half hour of Good Day Health, I'm Doug Steffen, here every week with Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell. This hour featuring the research done by Dr. Ken into all the medical journals, finding out what a bunch of phony baloney some of them are. What is this called? Cracks in the armor? I think that's what this is called, isn't it, Ken? When you find, you know, something that you've trusted all of your your professional career, and it proves that they're, you know, no better, no bigger than anybody else. They're
correct.
Subject to the same foibles and
correct.
So that brings people around to listening. And the ones who are fans of yours, who believe in your kind of medicine, or maybe they're blended, who knows? But you know, they look to you, and you look to these other things. You can't possibly do all the research. You can't do the peer reviews. You trust these various
the whole
medical
system
journals.
Falls apart if there's
right.
No trust.
Who's to believe
Exactly, the whole thing falls apart if you can't trust the peer
right.
review system. So that is really daunting to those of us who try to help and are only motivated by improving health.
Yep. All right. So then what do we say about this article in the New England Journal of Medicine about patients with the Chinese virus that are asymptomatic? I guess I'm one of those, right?
Well, we don't know if you're infected. These are people who have no symptoms but are also infected. So the article this week in the New England Journal of Medicine about what you're mentioning is that the news is that most asymptomatic carriers of COVID-19 do not later move on to symptomatic COVID-19 patients. And this was discovered by the study of the cruise ship Diamond Princess that demonstrated that among the 96 patients who at first tested positive for coronavirus but showed no symptoms, Interestingly, only 11 of those went on to show any symptoms over the course of their infection. So these 11 patients were what we call pre-symptomatic rather than asymptomatic for COVID-19.
All right. So, but from now, we're going to have to change our program because a lot of the stuff that you do is based on the journals of medicine. If we don't believe in the most powerful and the most prestigious
theory, that is a problem.
We got to go somewhere else.
That is what's so distressful to me.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's another story on the China virus, on testing and how it is detected and how quickly it can be detected. Right? Am I summarizing that correctly?
I guess what you're talking about is this new test that is going to be coming out. This comes out of Bowman Hospital in Michigan. It's a new test for COVID-19. It's capable of confirming COVID-19 using either urine, blood, or saliva, or a mouth swab sample in 30 to 45 minutes. It's relatively inexpensive. The equipment and the reagents are cheap to run, and it's quick. You don't have to have this swab way up your nose. Imagine just spitting into a cup, and you can get this diagnosed in about 30 to 45 minutes. This should be available in about a month. That's what they're predicting.
All right. And you think it's this is good, right?
Oh, absolutely, because it's cheap, safe, and easy for the patients. It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's move on a little bit from all the China virus conversations and talk about this study of men mostly, right? We're having less sex?
This is men and women.
Really?
And I was curious about your explanation of this. This comes out of the Journal of the American Medical Association.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Why are you curious about my
explanation? No, not your personal, not you personally confirming these results. I was more interested in your interpretation. I was more interested in your interpretation of these results.
Well, what I saw was that it was mostly men who were having less sex.
This was a heterosexual study, Doug.
Okay.
So the study compared 2018 and 2000, and this was a study of heterosexual sex. Okay. And the big question is, why has there been a significant drop-off in about 20 years? And we could speculate. I have some ideas, but I thought you might.
Well, I think that there are fewer couples around. People, in my case, I was in a relationship for 7 years that has stopped. And I don't have another person in my life at the moment. And maybe that's kind of the, I don't know whether I think it was because I enjoyed the tumult of the relationship. That's not what I enjoyed, but I enjoyed this woman more than anybody else I've ever been with in my life. And so I felt like it was sort of, I don't know, there's nothing around really that excites me and nobody around that I've seen. And whether that's typical or not, or whether people are just afraid, or whether they're too busy on their computers, or it's too easy to find porn, whatever. I mean, there are all kinds of things that can distract people.
You think increasing anxiety and depression in society has a role?
Well, I think it does, but that also, the sex relieves that for most people. And so it's counterintuitive to think that because there is less sex that people are doing because they're frustrated, because a lot of the time, people enjoy the act of sex because it makes them feel better. Not necessarily are they interested in their partner, they're more interested in themselves. We all know that. And so, you know, why are we having less? I think you can go down any number of directions with it. I think that it's going to show up in the birth rate, however, because many of the people who are in their 30s and 40s, 20s, 30s and 40s, who aren't having sex for whatever the reason, therefore will not produce offspring. And so maybe we're becoming a little more, through this methodology, a little more responsible in the population growth, which needs to be zero as far as I'm concerned. We have too many people in the country, too many people on the planet, can't manage them. We need to have fewer people. That's it. And this is a good way.
The unintended consequence.
Right. Exactly. Right. Yes. All right. Here's something. It's June, and it's National Dairy Month, and it looks like dairy and fatty foods don't have a good rap here with this study, in the dermatological JAMA anyway, right?
Exactly. Journal of the American Medical Association, the dermatology edition, as you were mentioning. So are you plagued by acne even though you're way past puberty, Doug? This study of more than 24,000 French adults found that sweet and greasy food, especially milk chocolate, sweetened drinks, unfortunately dairy products, and sugary or fatty foods all raise the odds for zits.
All right, is that because of the oil in them? Is that what, I mean, most zits, if you call it that, acne, comes from oil in the skin, having oily skin.
Most
right?
likely. They didn't go into the mechanism in the study. They just isolated the foods that were most commonly precipitating. But that is a common factor in them, so it seems like...
What about steroids? You see bodybuilders, men and women who are bodybuilders take a lot of steroids, have a lot of pimples.
Yeah, that's just not... I don't recommend that for anybody. That has bad effects.
No, but I mean, why would that contribute to the... you can always tell if somebody's on steroids, we're looking at their face or their arms or whatever, so why... What is there about that stuff?
It changes the metabolism throughout the body.
So that creates pimples.
It creates a lot of bad effects, head to toe.
I know a lot of men, I read a story, there was a fellow who lived near me who was a bodybuilder, died at 46 because he took so much of the stuff. I think it just kind of creates havoc in your system.
It women does. Don't do it. Don't
younger,
do it. It's very dangerous.
At younger ages. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. This is the time of the season, the time of the year. We're going into summertime. Matter of fact, the longest day of the year is next week in terms of sunshine. So we want to get out and enjoy it. And because of the experience of the Chinese virus, a lot of people put on a lot of weight. Time to shake your booty and shake your body and get rid of the extra fat. And as Ken has said so many times, he doesn't know, he's never seen a patient who was 90 that was fat. So you want to live to be long and have a long, and what is it, was it Leonard Spock that said, live long and prosper? So you can do that if you're on the Calitrin diet, the only natural weight loss formula in the world. It really is it's amazing. They've been around for 23, 24 years, and they couldn't stick around that long. This thing didn't work. So that's proof positive, along with when you go to the website, toploss.com, look at all the success stories that are there. These are people that haven't been paid to tell their story like a lot of the ads on TV. This person is a paid spokesperson. Yeah, okay. How about we hear it from somebody who's really gone through it? And you get dozens and dozens of those, plus an explanation that Ken and other doctors like of the science behind the Calitrin formula, which doesn't have any stimulants in it. It doesn't have any drugs in it. Nothing that'll jack you up. Just a peaceful, easy way for you to sleep and work on changing the metabolism of your body as you do that. Take four of these capsules at night before you go to bed and let it go to work. But you got to give it, you know, 4, 5, 6 months for it to work. It works. And not only gets the weight off, but keeps it off if you stay on the program. So let's get to it. Find the success you've been looking for in losing weight. Go to toploss.com. Use the code DJV. You'll save because you have to pay for shipping. You'll be able to do their BOGO offer. Buy three, get three free. And any number above that also. Buy any number, 4 or 40, and get the same number free. That's the early summer deal from the folks at Calitrin. Website again, toploss.com, code DJV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220. Attorney advertising. William Stepacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Scranton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Delivery!
You've been
been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I use my Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. I earn 5% cash back on everything I buy at Walmart.com.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. I earn unlimited rewards, including 5% cash back at Walmart.com. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One NA.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Let's, on Good Day Health, look at this study that examines why eating before bedtime packs on the pounds. This is right up my alley, because by the time I'm finished with my work at the end of the day, it's after dark, and I haven't eaten, so I try to have something that's lighter, but I'm sure you're going to tell me what you have told me.
I'm going to tell you how to lose some weight then.
All right, good.
This comes out of the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism this week. If you have a late dinner and then head to bed, you got to beware because you may gain weight while you sleep. And that's most likely, Doug, because your metabolism slows, boosting blood sugar and other chemicals that contribute to weight gain and to type 2 diabetes. So you may want to just eat the biggest meal in the beginning of the day and get smaller and smaller as the day goes on.
And do you find, I've never seen you have lunch whenever you're in the clinic. Do you actually have lunch? Because I know you work through when you go into the clinic in the morning until nighttime.
I eat a training diet. I eat a training diet, which is about four or five boluses of protein throughout the day spread out. And so I don't starve.
But are you satisfied with that? Do you feel satiated? Do you feel not full, but do you feel good? Because after a good meal, even if you don't fill yourself up, there's a real difference. I know I eat for necessity, not because I like to. I have very little time do I go out and actually enjoy a good meal somewhere or even have one at home. But I do, when I've had enough, I know it, and I might have a bar of chocolate or something, that makes me feel satisfied. And that's kind of what you want, isn't it?
Well, you have to know what works for yourself. And for me, when I have a giant Thanksgiving Day meal,
Friday night,
you feel good in the moment, but not very long.
Yeah, right.
So I try not to do that. I try to actually have equally divided four or five meals throughout the day, smaller meals, and that's a so-called training diet.
Well, I'm doing that with my dog because my dog's gotten a little heavy. And Warren Eckstein, who's the pet expert on the DJV program and on his own weekend show, says give her food four or five times a day. I wonder if that's not good. That's what you're saying you do.
That's right. Well, like you have to spread it. You have to figure out how much protein you need to eat and then divide it up into 25 to 30 gram boluses because that's what it takes to stimulate muscle development.
Got it. All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, developing our mental muscle here. Questions for Dr. Ken up next here on Good Day Health.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago. And I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. I had started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Social distancing doesn't mean social isolation. In fact, being alone for long periods of time can actually be bad for your mental health. So with so many of us self-isolating today, can technology help? Well, we asked clinical psychologist Dr. Vineet Bhatia.
Absolutely. You know, we're living in social distance, but we can socialize with distance. And with distance, that comes the idea of, yes, you can text a friend, you can call a friend, you can FaceTime or, you know, Google Duo or fill in the blank social media device and reach out to people and engage in these kinds of ways of staying connected in a safe way. Every day I FaceTime with my family. And this is very important right now in this time, given that we're all feeling so disconnected, you know, in the physical sense, but it does not mean we can't talk to people, you know, through technology.
Remember, just because you're self-isolating doesn't mean you have to be alone.
That was your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronos here. I'm Doug Steffen. So the first one is a circulation, I guess a compilation of all of the things now. There are two big items that people are talking about. The virus is one, and Black Lives Matter, or however you want to interpret what's going on in the black community. So my question to you, through an intermediary here, is how much medical decision-making is different for blacks than whites, would you say? Is there, when you look into some of the treatment decisions that are made, a lot of people say because blacks don't have enough money, they don't get the same health care as white people do. What's your answer? What's your observation? What's your thought?
I can only talk for myself, right?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, well, and, talk to whomever. You've got the best example with you, if you want.
I'm a great admirer of Martin Luther King. You know, I don't really... Believe it or not, when I treat a patient, it's colorblind. There are some drugs that that affect African Americans more effectively than Caucasians in cardiology. One especially that I can think of. So that's where one place where you have to acknowledge race. And also there are some illnesses that tend to genetically accumulate more with African Americans. But In terms of
diabetes, is an example of that, or high blood pressure? That's
high blood pressure, especially. Mm-hmm. I think part Why? Diet, but there's also, I think, genetic in the African American population. Genetics, there's just so much more hypertension than there
so
is
would
in
they
most
be
other
more,
racial groups.
Would black Americans be more?
And they also respond better to salt. Limitations. Some races don't respond well as much to elimination of sodium, and African Americans tend to be very salt sensitive regarding their blood pressure.
All right. So let's take this one step further. You talk a lot about AFib because as a cardiologist, you see a lot of that in your practice. Blood pressure does contribute to that. So are black people more likely to get AFib because of the various and sundry other influences that they live with?
There might be a bit of an increase, but, you know, it has a lot to do with how well they as an individual control their risk factors. You know, how well they're down to ideal body weight, what their diet looks like, what their exercise looks like. So, you know, there's definitely not two methods, a racial change that I'll give the same quality of care to anybody. That's just me.
Well, that's you. Exactly. All right. Next, I have a question about the approval of a prescription video game for children with ADHD. I've long felt that ADHD, this is my own spin on this, and some of the other things you and I argue about this come from having too many vaccines. But the ADHD thing also is a result of exposing children too soon to television or screens, that kind of stuff, because their brains just can't handle it. So it's interesting. I thought, this is a prescription video. You ever heard of this before?
Well,
a prescription video?
Well, the FDA supposedly approved this.
Yeah.
And right. I have not seen the video, but and there must have been some testing of it to show that it's effective.
We presume,
or the FDA wouldn't have approved it. But
does it seem counterintuitive, though, to you? I mean, back to some of the things we were talking about on Good Day Health, the essence of who you believe and who you don't anymore, because all these journals are proving to be sidewired, and the FDA, we all know, is politically influenced. So how do we know this isn't yet another example of a lot of stuff from the Blarney Stone?
This is where trust is a big problem, and that's why what has happened recently in medicine is very distressing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Question about tinnitus. Tinnitus? How do you pronounce it? You say tinnitus, don't you?
Tinnitus, ringing in the ear.
All right. So there's some science that shows that it doesn't have anything to do with your ears. You buying into that? What could it? It's a brain thing instead of your ears. It's somewhere in your brain there's something screwy.
So anyone who's had this knows how horrible the ringing, the buzzing, the roaring, the clicking, hissing, humming. It's just a horrible thing. It can be due to inner ear hair cell damage. It can be due to chronic health conditions. You can have injuries to the brain also that can cause this.
All right. There's the story. A lot of good action here. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kronhaus at 59 past the hour.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.